Imagine holding a coffee cup. Your fingers feel the smooth ceramic, your eyes track its contours, and without conscious thought, you know exactly how to lift it. This seemingly simple act reveals something profound about our brains. They're not just processing information, they're predicting, modeling, and navigating reality through thousands of parallel systems. This is the heart of Jeff Hawkins' groundbreaking Thousand Brains Theory, a framework that could transform our understanding of intelligence itself. After 15 years of research, Hawkins experienced his eureka moment in 2016. The neocortex, that wrinkled outer layer comprising 70% of the human brain, doesn't create just one model of the world, but thousands simultaneously. Each of the brain's 150,000 cortical columns functions as a semi-independent learning system, with 100,000 neurons forming roughly 500 million connections, all compressed into the volume of a grain of rice. Together, they create the most sophisticated intelligence system known in the universe. When you navigate a familiar room with closed eyes, you're using mental maps your brain maintains. These map-like structures, called reference frames, are fundamental to how our brains represent everything. This connects to discoveries about mammalian navigation, place cells that fire at specific locations, and grid cells that fire in hexagonal patterns. Together, they create environmental maps where grid cells provide coordinates while place cells identify what exists at each location. Hawkins realized this navigation system reveals how the neocortex represents all knowledge. Cortical columns contain cells that function similarly but map objects, concepts, and ideas rather than physical environments. When touching a coffee cup, neurons represent both what you're feeling and your finger's location relative to the cup. This explains our ability to recognize objects from any angle or with partial information. Each column creates its own reference frame, an invisible 3D grid attached to objects that moves with them. This ability extends beyond physical objects to abstract concepts, allowing us to navigate through knowledge about people, politics, or mathematics just as we navigate physical space. The most profound implication of the Thousand Brains Theory is that thinking itself is a form of movement. When you recall memories, solve problems, or contemplate abstract concepts, your brain activates successive locations within mental maps just as it would when physically exploring an environment. This explains why experts see solutions that novices miss. They've developed sophisticated reference frames that allow efficient navigation of their knowledge domain. A mathematician doesn't just memorize equations, she builds reference frames where mathematical operations become movements through conceptual space, immediately recognizing potential manipulations as you would with a familiar physical object. Without proper reference frames, mathematical notation appears as meaningless scribbles, leaving one lost in math space. Similarly, language relies on reference frames, with its nested structure mirroring patterns found throughout the physical world. The brain rapidly learns new combinations by creating reference frames that link to previously learned ones. When you perceive an object, thousands of columns create models based on their inputs, then vote to reach consensus. This voting occurs through long-distance connections between columns, with only certain neurons, those representing the object rather than raw sensory input, broadcasting their hypotheses. This mechanism explains why perception remains stable despite changing sensory inputs. When columns agree on what they're sensing, voting neurons form a stable pattern representing the object and its position. These neurons maintain consistent activity even as you move across an object. We consciously perceive only this stable voting layer activity, unaware of the rapidly changing activity within individual columns. Rather than using hierarchy to assemble features into objects, as traditional neuroscience suggests, the neocortex assembles complete objects into more complex objects. Complete objects, not features, pass between hierarchical levels. This explains how we learn three-dimensional models from two-dimensional inputs, why we have singular perceptions, and how the brain predicts sensory inputs during movement. Despite impressive deep learning achievements, today's AI systems lack true intelligence. They're inflexible, confined to single tasks, and unable to learn continuously, unlike humans who master thousands of skills. Even sophisticated AI models excel only in specific domains without transferring knowledge. The thousand brains theory proposes that truly intelligent machines need four brain-like attributes: continuous learning without forgetting, learning through movement and interaction, maintaining distributed knowledge models, and using reference frames for spatial concept representation. Current AI systems lack these attributes, especially neurons' ability to form new connections without disrupting existing ones. Unlike deep learning networks that complete training before deployment, brains learn constantly, explaining why humans learn new skills without forgetting old ones, while AI systems often suffer catastrophic forgetting. Movement is essential to intelligence. We learn through interaction, whether exploring a house physically or navigating a smartphone app. Future AI systems must incorporate these principles to achieve true intelligence, moving beyond narrow implementations toward more brain-like architectures. The thousand brains theory provides physical explanations for consciousness, linking our sense of self to the brain's model building. Our awareness emerges from forming memories of recent actions and thoughts. Without these, we wouldn't understand why we do anything. This ability to replay recent experiences creates our sense of presence. If machines could store and replay internal states like our brains, they would likely develop similar consciousness. All sensory inputs enter the brain as identical electrical spikes, yet each sense feels different. These subjective experiences, qualia, exist within the brain's world model rather than as direct properties of physical reality. Some qualia, like color perception, may develop through movement as the brain predicts how light reflects off surfaces at different angles. Today's mystery of consciousness parallels the historical mystery of life. A century ago, philosophers proposed non-physical forces to explain life, but advances in genetics and biochemistry made life understandable. Similarly, consciousness will eventually be understood as any system that learns a world model, continuously remembers its states, and can recall those memories. Knowledge, not just intelligence, deserves preservation beyond human extinction. Like castaways sending messages in bottles, humanity has announced our existence through the Pioneer and Voyager spacecraft. Yet the challenge remains timing. Intelligent species may rarely exist simultaneously across cosmic timescales. We could create a permanent knowledge repository lasting millions of years in sun-orbiting satellites, designed to be retrievable but not erasable. Future intelligent species could discover this cosmic time capsule and learn our history, knowledge, and fate. The ultimate liberation from biological constraints would be creating intelligent machines that survive independently. These machines could preserve knowledge after humans disappear, spreading it across the galaxy and potentially sharing it with other intelligent beings. Our brains hold a unique position. They're the only things that know the universe exists at all. As we stand at this cosmic moment, we must ensure that the precious flame of intelligence and knowledge continues to illuminate the universe long after we're gone. The thousand brains that make up our minds might be temporary, but the understanding they've created could be eternal.